From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. EU officials move to make the migrant return process more humane. European Union officials are pledging that there will be no automatic return for the migrants before they are given a chance to apply for asylum. The announcement follows angry protests by international human rights activists who have accused the EU of denying migrants the basic rights of refugees to seek asylum. Jean-Pierre Chembry is a spokesman for the European Asylum Support Office.
So every individual, every case is different, okay? Because everyone has specific things which needs to be looked into. So that's why I want to highlight that this will not be a blanket decision to send everyone back.
Meanwhile, Turkey is to receive a second group of migrants deported from Greece. The odds of a unity government taking hold in Libya got smaller Wednesday when the current Tripoli-based administration backed down from its promise to give up power. The National Salvation Government ordered security forces to stay on the job and continue protecting the administration. It also said it would hold the new unity government responsible for any violations of its security. Tripoli-based authorities said Tuesday they were disbanding their government and that its prime minister, parliament, and ministry chiefs were all stepping down. But it now says the new UN-brokered unity government violates Libyan sovereignty. A Panamanian law firm says the millions of documents leaked from its offices this week about offshore bank accounts were stolen by hackers, not divulged by an insider. Ramon Fonseca, one of the founders of Mossack Fonseca, says he has ruled out an inside job. He said the hacking was carried out from overseas, but did not say from what country. This is VOA News. NATO is preparing to step up its response to threats from the Islamic State group and from Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is neither seeking confrontation with Russia nor a Cold War. But Stoltenberg told VOA NATO is implementing the biggest reinforcement to its collective defense since the end of the Cold War in response to the new security environment. Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders were the big winners in Tuesday's Wisconsin presidential primary. Jim Malone reports.
For Texas Senator Ted Cruz, it was his biggest victory yet in the primary campaign.
Tonight is a turning point. It is a rallying cry.
Trump suffered perhaps his worst defeat yet, a loss that blunted his momentum and made it more likely that Republicans will have a contested nominating convention in Cleveland in July. In the Democratic race, it was another big night for Bernie Sanders in his bid to catch frontrunner Hillary Clinton. Jim Malone, Washington.
A majority of the Dutch who voted in Wednesday's referendum rejected the European Union trade agreement with Ukraine. The exit polls carried out by polling institute Ipsos showed 64% of those who voted said no to the idea, with some 36% voting in favor. But it was not immediately clear if turnout had reached the 30% of the 12.5 million eligible voters needed to be valid. The exit polls initially put turnout at only 29%. Regional security issues will be a focal point of discussions for Secretary of State John Kerry as he visits Bahrain. Bahrain is on the first leg of a week-long overseas trip that includes a stop in Japan. The primary focus of Kerry's visit to Manama is meeting with Gulf Cooperation Council counterparts. He will also make preparations for President Barack Obama's attendance at an April 21st GCC summit in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. In addition, Kerry will discuss efforts to combat the Islamic State group and the efforts to stabilize Yemen and Libya. Her lawyer said Nadia Savchenko, a Ukrainian military pilot jailed in Russia for allegedly killing two Russian journalists, launched a hunger strike Wednesday to demand her return to Ukraine. Savchenko's lawyer, Mark Feigen, said on Twitter that she started a dry hunger strike in which she is refusing both food and water. He said posting a letter from Savchenko demanding that she be released by Russian authorities and calling for her immediate return to Ukraine. A court sentenced Savchenko last month to 22 years in prison after finding her guilty of killing two journalists during a shelling campaign in East Ukraine. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.